Who is Theodore Kaczynski, really? His resume says he's a brilliant Mathers.
817710.
To a group of remote viewers in Los Angeles, he is not the only suspect.
Two individuals are working together. The individual that's been apprehended was not working with the other two individuals.
How on earth can these people make this statement? Simple. If it happened on Earth, they say they can find out about it.
What we do is the same thing that psychics do, but we do it in a very structured fashion.
These highly trained individuals have learned to suppress distractions, weed out the ground noise of everyday living, and reach into the recesses of their minds. They say to travel through time, space, and distance in search of truth. So who uses remote viewers and remote viewing? Well, our government did for 10 years to the tune of $20 million to psychically spy on the Russians.
Your body becomes a receptor, and you can perceive in three dimensions, and not only three dimensions, but also in other dimensions, other realms of emotion and mindset and intention.
Since being declassified in the last decade, the government has apparently not lost interest in the talents of remote viewers.
In the last several years, we worked with the FBI on the Unabomber case. What we said to the FBI was that Kaczynski is responsible primarily for mailing and for planting pipe bombs. The more sophisticated devices were fabricated by someone else, by two other individuals in the South Bend, Indiana area.
For his nearly 20 years of terror, the Unabomber told authorities he did not work alone. But the FBI has always maintained the mad bomber flew solo. However, the remote viewers say there are two sets of bombers working independently of each other, and the FBI is hot on the trail.
They don't have all the players yet, but they have them under surveillance.
Now, this might sound like a lot of sci-fi fooey to you, but these remote viewers say it's all natural. You could do it with the proper training. Ironically, the Unabomber would likely support a natural force like remote viewing, and it could very well be that force that nails a suspect. Paula Tutman, Nightbeat.